best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you so much for coming on the show with us today.
Oh, no. Thanks for having me.
So why don't you tell us about the date with Marie? Did you guys have a nice time?
Yeah, I really thought we did. We got dinner, had a nice time, talked a lot. I think she was super funny.
Awesome. So it sounds like you guys really hit it off.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, I don't date many people that can really crack me up like that. So, I mean, it was a really great time.
Okay. So everybody you've dated in the past have just been kind of boring then, huh?
She just was really funny. That's all. She really cracked me up pretty much the whole night.
All right. Well, let's see what's going on with her then, okay?
Okay.
We are back with Second Date Update. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3, and we were just speaking with Aaron, who said Marie was probably one of the funniest girls he's ever been out with, but she's not calling him back. So we're going to get to the bottom of this and see why right now. Hi, is this Marie?
This is she. Who's this?
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. How are you doing?
Get out of here, really?
Yeah. We were actually wanted to talk to you a little bit about the date that you went on with Aaron, if that's okay.
That dude was such a oh my gosh.
I haven't heard that one in a minute. So why do you say that? Why do you call him a weenie?
Well, I mean, the date was going fine in the beginning. We were talking, chit-chatting, and then he said something to me, and I was like, okay, it's time for the check. I gotta go.
Well, what did he say?
All right, so I'm known as a bit of a funny chick, right? Everyone knows I have a really great sense of humor.
Right.
And we were chit-chatting, and I told him about the story about when I was in college, and I got locked in the bathroom for, like, 4 hours. And it made him laugh so hard. I mean, like, to the point where water was coming out of his nose.
Oh.
And after he stopped laughing, right, like, he composed himself, and he said... This is what the weird thing was. He said, he doesn't usually find women this funny.
Okay.
That just set off a red flag for me. It just showed me, like, I was like, I need to be out of here. This is not for me.
So you kind of checked out after that then?
Yep, I was checked out.
Let's see if he can actually explain himself. We actually have Aaron on the line with us.
Hey, Marie, how's it going?
Hey, dude, it's going. Thanks for asking.
I didn't mean to be sexist or sound sexist by that. I just meant that you were funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not what you said. You phrased it as other women are not funny.
No, I think you're splitting hairs a little bit.
I don't think I am. Saying you don't usually find women this funny says more about you than it, you know, just shows me that it's not about how funny women are. It just tells me you don't listen to women that much.
No, that is not what I meant at all. I just meant that women I've dated don't usually tell jokes and stories the way you did. If ever. I mean, that's all.
And that tells me the women you're dating are probably intimidated by, you know, showing that they are funnier than the guy. You know, those women just think that they're going to scare the guy off.
No way.
Yeah. And as you can tell, I don't suffer from that problem.
No. Oh. Look, Marie, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to offend you at all, but I hear you now. I was listening, and I don't care if you're funnier than me. I really don't.
All right. Well, I thank you for that, and I guess I accept your apology.
Okay. So do you two think you could go on a second date and get past all of this?
I could. If I'm into it, if she is.
I have an idea. I'm not going to give in that easily. So you have to text me the names of 10 stand-up comedians that are women that you find really, really funny. And then maybe I will allow you to buy me an expensive dinner.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll do that.
Really?
All right, then.
So we have a second date here, then?
Yeah, I guess. I have to get that text, though.
Okay.
I will get it to you. I promise.
Well, Aaron, sounds like you got some work to do. I hope the second date goes well for y'all.
No, it won't be that. It won't be as hard as it sounds. I promise. I will find 10 funny women very easily.
Okay.
Your 106.3. Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.